Is there a fungus among us? It appears so. And so, since it's a problem with yards, we're going to reach out to Mary over at RCW, who knows all about these things, to help out Paula in Houston, who's written to us. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Paula writes to us that when she steps on the grass, she sees little moths flying out of the grass, and there are sections that have actually died. And she's wondering if there's something she can do about this. What's going on?
There is a plague of sod webworms, and it's the tropical sod webworm that we're specifically dealing with at the moment.
So these are wily webworms?
They are wily.
And
they are awful.
And they've been with us for a while now. So what can be done about them?
The best attack is a two-pronged attack. The first thing you want to do is put down a dry insecticide over the whole lawn. You don't need to treat the flower beds. They're not going to be eating your other plants. It's just the St. Augustine and Bermuda grass that they will go after.
Is there one in particular you recommend?
Almost any dry granule will work.
Okay.
We carry Bug Out, and we are out again.
Even on a Sunday morning, you're busy, but I'm sure you'll have more back in soon. So what's the next step? Once we put this broadcast, this stuff out, what's the next step?
The next step you want to take is to put out a liquid insecticide. And there are two different things you can use. First one is a liquid BT, which is organic, and it only works on caterpillars, and that's the baby moths, or the caterpillars. Those are the ones eating the blades of the grass that are just doing all the devastation, and the BT will kill them.
Okay. So I got the dry, I've got the wet, and you said there's a second?
The other one is a liquid chemical, and almost any liquid chemical insecticide will kill them.
So you got to do all three if you're going to get this done.
Well, on the liquid, I'd either do the BT or there's some other ones. You just want to make sure whatever you use is labeled for sod webworms.
All right, got it. And if you have questions about that, you can reach Mary up there at RCW. She can help you out with that as well, because apparently this is something that's running rampant right now, and we got to wrestle this thing down to the ground.
Yep.
All right. You'll learn more about Mary at RCW by visiting homeshowradio.com. Click on their icon there on the homepage. Take you right to their page on our site, and you connect with her there. Mary, thanks for helping us out this morning.
You're so welcome.